Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 980, for Saturday, November 16th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Repeating at number 20 for the second week, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 15,279 views. That's a decline of 1,129, or 6.9%, and is 39 more than the number 21 game. Leaping 14 positions from 33 to 19, Dead Cells by Antoine Boza, Corentin Lebrat, Ludovic Montblanc, and Théo Rivière, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 16,019, 740 more than Uprising and a gain of 32%. Falling back 4 to 18, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 16,115, 96 more than Dead Cells, a decline of 17%. Climbing 6 to number 17, on the heels of climbing 5 the week before, so 28 to 23 to 17, Sky Team, by Luc Raymond, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 16,898, almost 800 more than Heat, a gain of 15%. Falling 4 to 16, Endeavor Deep Sea, by Carl DeVisser and Jared Gray, published by Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild, with 17,841, close to 1,000 more than Sky Team, a decline of 9%. Inching up one spot for the second week in a row, from 17 to 16 to 15, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 18,131, about 300 more than Endeavor, and a very slight decline of just 12 views, 0.1%. Climbing 5 positions for the second week in a row, from 24 to 19, now to 14, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 18,520, about 400 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 12%. After a one-position climb last week, up 2 more to 13, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,086, about 550 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 2%. Debuting at number 12, or rather entering at number 12, Grinnivel. Not sure how to pronounce that. Grinnivel. G-R-I-N-I-V-I-L. By Rudy Prasinski, published by Rudy 3 Publishing, with 19,192. 106 more than Brass. And after 2 weeks in the top 10, easing down 1 to 11, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 19,509, about 300 more than Grinnivel, a decline of 8%. Just 2 new entries in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 10 to 11, Root, and from 5 to 28, Keep the Heroes Out. Number 10, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 21,430, 1,900 more than Root, a decline of 11%, but still 276 more than last week's number 10, as it loses 4 positions, but notches its 236th week in the top 10, now only 6 away from Gloomhaven. Number 9, Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 23,051, 1,600 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 1%, and a decline of 1 position. Number 8, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 24,122. Well, there's another quadruple-digit gap, 1,100, back to Andromeda's Edge, a slight gain of about 300 views, 1.3%, but it loses 1 position. Number 7. Civvolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 24,824. About 700 more than Ark Nova, and a gain of 6.7% as it moves up another two positions. Over the last couple of weeks, it's gone from 12 to 9 to 7. Number 6. Duel for Middle-Earth by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production with 31,225. 6,400 more than Civvolution, but a pretty hefty decline of 32%. So after reeling off 4 weeks in a row at number 1, then falling back to 3 last week, now down 3 more to number 6. This is, however, the 10th week in the top 10 for Duel for Middle-Earth, marking it as the 102nd game to reach that threshold. Number 5. World Order by Barnabas Timotheou and Vangelis Vahiartakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with 34,432, 3,200 more than Duel for Middle-Earth, quintuple what it had last week when it was sitting well outside the top 50, and it is a debut here at number 5. Its previous peak was actually back in April, only at number 28. The Board Game Geek blurb says, quote, "Simulate the modern global political system in this area control game," unquote. It's currently on Kickstarter with 600,000 euros pledged. Number 4. Unconscious Mind by Yoma, Antonio Zax, Laskus, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games with 38,608, 4,200 more than World Order, a pretty hefty decline of 24%, as it falls back from the runner-up position, down 2 to 4. Number 3. SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 39,658, 1,000 more than Unconscious Mind, and a slightly larger decline of 27%, as it gives up the number 1 position it held last week, and also falls back 2 spots to number 3. Number 2. Oh, hold on. So SETI, that is its 10th week in the top 10. So it is the 103rd game to reach the 10-plus weeks threshold. All right, now number 2. ARKS by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 52,917, 13,000 more than SETI, a gain of 17% in a week when many other games were holding fairly steady or losing significant amounts after last week's big jumps. 17% is a pretty big increase this week. It spent the last 2 weeks at number 4 and the last 6 weeks at either number 4 or number 5, now right back up to the runner-up spot, presumably that's because it's reaching more people. This is the first time it's been back to number 2 since September 21st, almost 2 months ago, and it is the 6th time it has sat in the runner-up spot. Number 1. Ethnos by Paolo Mori, published by Come On, with 55,765, 2,800 more than ARKS, a 249% increase, exactly 16,000 views. No, that's not right. Can't be 16,000. Maybe it had 16,000 last week. So maybe a 39,000 view increase. Last week it was number 21. So a 20 position jump as it returns to the chart for the third time, but the first time in 7.5 years. That's largely on news of a second edition for this card drafting game that also has set collection elements and a fantasy theme. It's been recently re-released. I wrote recently released last time. There's news of a second edition. Paolo Mori, the designer of Vasco da Gama and Libertalia. That must have been more meaningful 7 years ago when I copied and pasted it. Paolo Mori's done other things too, of course. This is its first week at number 1. For Saturday, November 16th, 2024.